When I call Mike Salee, he's out on his boat delivering a load of wood.
Hold on a minute. I got my dogs running off here. Look, I'm Nana. Come on.
I tell him I can call him back, but he seems pretty used to multitasking. He's a small mill operator in Ketchikan who deals mostly in dead and down trees. And he owns a homestead on nearby Gravina Island. His neighbors on Gravina are big landowners, like the state, the feds, and the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, plus the university and mental health trust, all of which can sell the trees on their land for profit. In the past, Salee says some of the landowners haven't left Gravina in good shape. He's noticed a tangle of trees still on the ground after logging.
In places that I had been hiking through and hunting for decades was basically turned into like a blowdown.
Which is why Salee says he's not enthusiastic about a road being built by the state on the island, slated to be completed this year. The road could make it easier for more timber sales to pencil out, including one being planned by the U.S. Forest Service. The agency has a new obligation, bringing more young-growth trees from the Tongass to the market. And between the many landowners and the new road, there's a kind of menu, an a la carte of trees.
Access, access, access. Everybody wants to have access to their lands.
That's Buck Lindekugel, a grassroots attorney for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC. His organization petitioned the feds to transition away from old-growth logging in the Tongass. So you'd think he'd consider harvesting the young trees to be a victory, but it's not that simple.
There's some steep slopes in there, so there's real concern. It may not be the best thing to go back onto this land.
Lindekugel says at the bottom of the slopes are salmon streams, and he worries the proposed logging could damage the area. He thinks the federal agency should learn from its past mistakes and stop clear-cutting.
You know, we think the Forest Service needs to have a lighter touch on these areas, pull out some marketable products, but at the same time, don't unravel the habitat.
This stuff was all clear-cut once before. It needs to be clear-cut again and start it all over.
Eric Nichols says he's eyeing the young growth sale for his company, Alcan Forest Products, which specializes in buying timber. And he admits times have been tough for the industry, a death spiral, as he puts it. It's estimated there are only a few hundred timber jobs left in the region. Part of the problem, Nichols says, is there hasn't been a steady supply of trees. So while this young growth sale is relatively small, at least it's something. And if the Forest Service wants a buyer, Nichols thinks there shouldn't be any more limitations.
So if you either get it now with these other landlords, or they're not going to be able to get it in the future.
He says the road being built and collaboration is key. And once harvested, a company like Nichols would likely send the young growth to be milled in Asia. Buck Lindekugel from SEAC says he doesn't see the timber industry or the argument over the national forest going away, even with the transition.
But it's not going to be like it was in the past, where timber was first on the Tongass. Those days are over.
Instead, Lindekugel imagines small mill operators like Mike Salee selling specialty products from salvaged logs and more trees left in the ground on places like Gravina Island. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.